fucking map. Follow the goddamn map. Jeez. And don't make me yell at y'all. We having a good conversation. This is a good amount of back and forth. I don't want to have to yell. So make me feel like you listening. Make me feel it. Right now. Right now, I want you to say, I feel it. Go ahead. You too. Yeah, I'm talking to you. That's good. See, now that made me happy. Now I feel like there's a nice level of give. I'm giving to you, you giving back to me. Because you feel it. Let's keep it going. Let's go to number 7. Iconoclasm. It's a great word with a great meaning. I didn't know what it was until 2 days ago, but now I do. You know, in this context, iconoclasm is defined as the action of deliberately attacking or assertively rejecting beliefs, institutions, icons, or established values. From the beginning of life, we're taught not to lead. We're taught to follow. To break loose from the ways we're trained to be and go against the grain, you need to tear down many things you were taught about the way life is and the way you should be. This means you choose your own path. You make the rules. You go your own way. You don't let the inherited belief systems and norms of lifestyles dictate your direction and mindset. Iconoclasm is an internal revolution of the mind. It's liberating yourself from the limiting structures imposed upon you since you were a child and replacing them with those of your own design. I'm always opening my mind up to receive new. New makes you better. New makes you stronger. New makes you wiser. You gotta love new. It's a great segue to where we're going right now because it's the complete opposite of loving new. Number 8, negatives to positives. We are reinforcing. You know, when you catch yourself in a negative position, practice finding the positive. There's always a positive. Even getting cut off in traffic can be seen as a test of your non-reactivity and the resilience of your positive mindset. In the middle of a challenging situation, you can change your attitude from one of defeat and frustration to growth-focused optimism, thinking, what a perfect opportunity to develop the skills I need to want to succeed going forward. No matter what happens, I will handle it, and this too shall pass. Getting an injury can be transformed from being an unwanted limitation to being an opportunity to slow down, rest, refocus, and change your approach moving forward so it doesn't happen again. Negatives to positives is the constant restructuring of the stories that your mind wants to create about something. It will want to collapse possibilities and see everything as a threat or an inconvenience. And that leads you to make limiting decisions. This will develop the muscle of controlling your narrative and keeping your head strong. Negatives to positives. There's an old saying that people used to say, which is, when one door closes, 3 more open. And you hear that, and when you first hear it, you're like, ha, that shit that my mom used to say, or that's what my dad used to say. Ha, that's an old people saying. It's actually a very powerful saying. You know why? Because that's the key. You should always learn. We talked about this earlier. You should always learn from roadblocks, mishaps, missteps. And the best thing to learn is that those things make you better. Negatives to positives. For example, my mom passed away. What a negative. The positive is that she's in a better place. My son, Hendrix, my oldest son, when he was younger, fell off the fucking bunk bed. True story. Damn near killed himself. Scary fucking moment. Oh my God. What if something bad would have happened? I instantly start thinking about the negative. What if he could have broke his leg? What if he could have broke his neck? What if he could have died? He didn't. And the positive is that he ain't gonna never do that shit again because he scared the fuck out himself. I ain't never got to worry about him playing on the edge of that bed ever again. There's a positive in every negative. I don't care who you are. It's your choice to find it. It's always there. You just gotta find it. That's what some people don't want to do. Find it. Let's keep it moving. Number 9, no chips challenge. I don't know about you, but for me, the no chips challenge is a monumental accomplishment of mental strength. Doritos are my kryptonite. No, I am not getting paid by Doritos. This is not a plug. This is honesty. If you want to put your game to the test, commit to not having a single chip of any kind for an entire month. If you really don't care about chips, then make it whatever your kryptonite is. That might be coffee, muffins, ice cream, whatever. I don't know. But when you do take something like this on, you're likely to slip up, and that's all right. Understand there's nothing wrong with failing a challenge. Apply your tools and don't beat yourself up. Keep moving. Get curious about why you slipped. What was happening for you at the time? Understand it. Double your determination and then try again. Up front, doing something as simple as not eating potato chips might sound as easy as tying your shoes. But I promise, as long as you find the right thing, it will be an incredible test of your mindset and decision-making and a great way to sharpen your skills. You don't believe me? Okay. Start right now and prove me wrong. This is my fifth time signing up for this challenge. I failed the previous four. Number 10, final exam, the ultimate 30-day challenge. Are you ready to put everything you've learned to the test and really see what you're made of? This is the ultimate challenge of your state of mind. It takes some people years to complete this. People who have only done it for a few weeks have said it changed their brains forever. But for the best results and a real challenge, make it at least 30 days and then go from there. The challenge is this. For 30 days, you are not allowed to make a single complaint. Yeah, that's it. I said it. For 30 days, you are not allowed to make a single complaint. You have 30 days to not complain about a single goddamn thing. Simple. Or is it? You'll be surprised. See, it's okay to think a complaint. Sometimes you can't help those from popping up. What you can help is whether or not you let it pass your lips or mentally indulge in it for too long. If you fail, the 30 days start again. So if you're out to dinner on day 29 and you say, goddamn, these drinks are taking forever, start again, you're back at day one. See, to keep yourself accountable and have a little more fun, recruit someone from your household or your office or your friends. Get some people to embark on this challenge with you. See who can do it. You know what's going to happen? When you do that, then you'll be able to start to weed out the things that we talked about over the course of this audiobook. Who's always negative? Who's always complaining? Who always has some bad shit to say? Why is it so hard for said individual or individuals to just be positive? Oh, fuck. You're a virus. Holy shit. You've been a virus in my software all this time, and I didn't know it until I gave you the ultimate 30-day challenge. Control-Alt-Delete you. You're gone. But we've been friends for years. I know. And that's why I've been the way that I've been for years. Because I've been infected with a fucking virus, man. It's time to say goodbye. Weed it out. Right now is when it's probably hitting you. That you've been listening to me talk for damn near 5 hours. And in that time, you've probably said to yourself right now, yo, this shit is so helpful. Yo, this is some dope shit that Kev just did. It's inspiring. It's motivating. More importantly, it's information. That's what's key. I'm just giving you information. I'm just hoping that you choose to receive it. Receive it. I don't want this to stop, but we're getting close. We're getting close to the end. Because I only got about 10 more nuggets left in my butt. These gems about to drop. So you better catch the last couple. Part 5, The Front Lines. Welcome to the battle. You have the weapons. You put in the practice. You're ready. I ought to tell you that. You should know. You are ready. It's time for you to step out into the real world and onto the front lines. I can't protect you. What? No, I'm not crying. I'm just, they grow up so fast, you know? They grow up so fast. But before you go, you know what we need to do? We need to have a heart-to-heart talk. This is about some of the real life challenges that you're going to face out there. This is the practical portion of our program. Okay? This is where you get to put all these abstract ideas and exercises into action. Some things are about to happen and you need to be prepared. So when they do, don't act all surprised and come running to me like I didn't tell you. Here are the biggest challenges that you're going to face on the road to success and what you need to remember to get through them. Number one, other people's opinions. Through life, the longest battle anyone will fight is the one between their own truth and the other people's opinions. You will start to question yourself and your direction. You will doubt the attainability of your vision based on limited belief systems of other people. At times, you will let the toxic judgments and criticisms from people on the outside seep into your mental arena and poison your drinking water. Like gravity, negativity is a constant force. It is always pushing up against you. Accept it. Stay strong. Stay true. Other people's opinions are just that. They're opinions. What did I tell you guys earlier? We're living in a world and dealing with a generation that is all based off of opinion. Everybody is now in a position to deliver their opinion at a very high level because of social media. Everyone has something to say. Everybody's got something to say. And not a lot of these things that people have to say are going to be positive. Once again, negativity is a constant force. It's always pushing up against you. Understand that. Know that. And you can deal with that. It don't matter what it is. You can do everything right in your mind. And somebody's going to say that they feel it's wrong. Because that's the world we live in. So when you know that, you're not bothered by that. Of course you're bothered. Of course you're upset. Of course you're offended. Of course. Because you have an opinion. I don't knock you for your opinions because it's just that. It's an opinion. Last I checked, opinions and facts are two different things. Deal with facts. Be bothered by facts, not opinions. There's a powerful technique I want to teach you called taking the bullets out of the gun. Basically, taking away someone's ammunition. If you know you got a fight coming up, and this person that you're about to get into a fight with has a lot of weapons, and you find a way to get to those weapons, and you remove the pieces to those weapons that could bring you harm. You've basically defused the fight. You've disarmed them. See, you can do that same thing with life from the perspective of everything about me that you can say or that you can use to hurt me. I'm going to defuse that moment by saying it first. I'm going to address it first. For example, hey, guys, I'm small. I'm 5'4". Ha! Kevin, you little as shit. I know. I said it. I told you guys I'm 5'4", remember? Yeah, but you fucking little. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I addressed it. I'm little. I'm 5'4". I said it already. Oh. Yeah, well, I would. Well, I said it too. Yeah, I know. I heard you. But I had already brought it up. I told everybody that I was small. Hey, teacher. I cheated on this test. You're going to find out. You're going to find out because I think Harold's going to tell on me. Harold got mad because he wanted to cheat back. I wouldn't let him cheat back off my test, so we got a little spat. So he's going to come and tell you what I did. Why are you telling me this? Because I know he's going to tell you, and I just want you to know that I already know I fucked up. I'm just telling you just before he comes with it. Kevin, this is Harold. I'm going to tell the teacher that you cheated off my test. If you don't give me such and such, too late, I already told her. I don't have to give you shit. I turned myself in. I disarmed you, Harold. You got nothing on me. Why you turn yourself in? Because I knew you was going to do it anyway. I don't care. I'm going to take the consequences. I disarmed you. I can go down several examples of how you can disarm. My dad was on drugs. I found out my dad was on drugs. I brought it to everybody's attention in the family. So the family didn't feel like they had to bring it to our attention and give us a fucking self-pity party. Dad's on drugs. We just want to let everybody know, as a family, we're dealing with it now. We're going to get it under control. Now you can't say anything because we said it first. You can do this with so many things, man. So many times people are just afraid to be vulnerable. They're afraid to put themselves out there because they're afraid of what others may say, or what others may think, or what others may feel. But the real question is why? Why? What do those other people hold on you or over you? Outside of a conversation here or there, what do they really have on you? How do they really affect your day-to-day? That's a real question. The people whose opinions you care about, 9 times out of 10, have no effect on your day-to-day. That's what I had to realize. These people that I'm upset about, that could be saying things about me, they're not going to pay my fucking bills. They're not the ones that are supposed to love my wife or my kids. They're not the ones that are hanging out with my real friends. Why do I care? Why am I allowing these outside voices to be so fucking loud? Oh, that's right. If I mute them, I disarm them. I take your ammunition away. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Don't be afraid to disarm. A gun can't do shit without bullets. Well, unless you're this guy named Rodney. I saw Rodney hit somebody in the head with the back of a gun. In that case, it can still hurt you, but you should be fast enough to get out the way if somebody has turned the gun around and now they're running towards you to hit you with the gun because you took the bullets out. At that point, you got to take responsibility for just standing there. So it's like a half and half situation there. So disarm by taking the ammunition, but if somebody flips the gun, run. You get what I'm saying? At that point, it's just a common sense situation to get the fuck out of there. That's what I'm saying. But you get the analogy. You get what I'm trying to say about the ammunition side of it. It's like, I'm just saying, if you were to remove the bullets, nobody can fire it, which makes you the winner in that situation. Because if it was a movie, they shoot the gun and they go click, click, and you open your hands in slow motion and go, I got the bullets. That's a great fucking moment. That's a great moment. That's what I'm saying with life, to do that. Give yourself the moment to go, I got the bullets. Number 2, failure. Not everything you do is going to work out. In fact, some things you do might be downright stupid. Maybe you didn't think through every step of the plan, and that's fine. Apologize if you have to. One time is enough and move on. Like I said, you need to have failures to create lessons and character building that leads to the wins. You need to correct the parts of your thinking and execution that can be improved. If you never had losses, the wins wouldn't be as sweet. In fact, they wouldn't even be wins. Never be afraid to fail, because that means that you're holding yourself back. You got to trust yourself, whether that's to do the right thing or to be able to recover when you do the wrong thing. Failure. I don't knock failure. Failure sets you up to win bigger, to win more. Failure sets you up for the big win. If you don't know what it's like to lose, then you can't appreciate the win. It's not going to be perfect. Life is not perfect. Everything is not going to go as planned. And guess what? That's the plan. That's the biggest plan. Is who's going to figure out that everything isn't going to go as planned and that there's going to be hills, peaks, and valleys. Work on your legs. Because you got a lot of walking and running and climbing to do. Unfortunately, that's life. Understand that, accept that, and move on. Number 3, success. If you implement these tools and master this mindset, you're bound to experience success. I know it. I can't wait. When you do, remember to celebrate. Appreciate yourself for overcoming all the bullshit every step along the way that led you to climb to where you are. At the same time, remember that these moments are temporary, just like failure. There's no such thing as having arrived and putting on cruise control. Remember that you need to keep moving. You need to keep putting in the work to either maintain the success you have or are about to achieve. If you haven't already, what you will come to discover is that the high from achieving a goal will wear off. You could be standing in the middle of a situation you've been dreaming of for years while feeling empty, disconnected, and unfulfilled. That's because happiness comes from the process, not the product. This is what I mean when I say it all comes down to your mental. No number of external circumstances will maintain your happiness. It's about the mindset you cultivate and the constant choice to deliver your best along the way. Whatever place you get to or level of success you attain, remember, there's always another chapter to follow. There's something else around the corner. It might be expanding and building on that path, or it might be jumping on an entirely different one. Stay awake, stay engaged, stay positive, and stay in motion. See, a lot of people crave their own success, but you know what? They're all still caught up in all that bullshit that we talked about earlier that's sabotaging them from getting it. These are the people that will be coming after you. They're going to throw their negativity and self-hatred at you for doing what they can't let themselves do. Keep your force field engaged. Success. I got one thing to say about it. It's earned. It's not given. Facts. Number 4, obstacles and setbacks. You will also come up against obstacles and experience setbacks. But you knew that. So use the tools that you have to stay focused on solutions and how to move past what's in your way in order to stay on track with what you're trying to achieve. Keep your eyes on the prize, people. When you stay committed to your best and being engaged every day, it won't matter if you have to retrace some steps or wait a little longer than you've expected. You're not attached to outcomes. The only thing you're attached to is giving it your all and keeping your mental game sharp. Obstacles and setbacks. All we're doing is reinforcing what you've already learned. That's all we're doing. We're beating the same shit in your head so that you understand it, so that you get it, so that you can apply it. It's that simple. It's that simple. You want to know one of the most beautiful things in the world? Is when I watch a track and field race. And a runner catches like a cramp or a charley horse. And that runner can't run anymore. And then there's another runner that sees that. And that runner goes and helps the other runner to make it across the finish line. The reason why is because that runner identifies with a major setback. Because that runner identifies with the hard work that it went into getting where they are before they had that race. And not completing that or not finishing that would be the biggest fucking blow to you, your self-esteem, your ego, everything. Because you worked hard to get there. And that other runner is willing to say, you know what? I'm not going to let another person feel that because I know what it took to get here. He had a setback. I'm going to help he or she get across. And I'm going to give him some moments of positivity to realize that this minor setback is something that can be overcome. You'll be back in 4 years. You'll be back better than ever. I'm sorry this happened to you, man. Wow, but you didn't finish your race. You sacrificed your race to help me get across the line. It was a little more important. Maybe this is what my purpose was here. Maybe we both got to come back better. Holy fuck. We just motivated each other. Do you see those same two individuals and the following goddamn track and field meet the following fucking 3 or 4 years, whenever it is, and they do qualifying times that gets them to the place above where they just were? Those are the stories that I love, because that's real life obstacles and setbacks that you get to see people overcome. Pay attention, open your eyes, be a sponge, soak shit up, learn from it. Number 5, exposure. Depending on the journey you're about to take, you might find yourself getting some exposure to the public eye. You, my friend, are about to be tested like few people have the opportunity to be. This is where your insulation against the other people's opinions and humility will be taken to task. It's easy to start losing your footing. It's easy to forget who you are and what you're after. It's even easier to start seeing yourself through the eyes of other people, worrying about what they'll say and letting that influence the decision you make. Never relent from bringing your A game to whatever you do. Always build a vision that's authentic to you. Worry about improving, challenging, and expressing yourself, not pandering to your audience. The second you do that, you've lost the battle. You might think you've made the public happy for now, but all you've really done is stop evolving, which means they'll get bored and they'll forget about you soon enough. Number 6, achieving the so-called impossible. Some things are impossible in this life. For example, I'm not going to work on my vertical enough to jump to Jupiter in a single bound. But everything else is within the realm of possibility. What limits it is the thought in your mind of whether or not you can do it, and whether or not you listen to that negative voice in others. See, people love to tell you what you can and can't do and what can't be done. It's what's smart and what's not. Have they ever done it? If the answer is no, politely tell them to shut the fuck up. If you want something wild and outside of the norm, then find people who have achieved that result and find out how they did it. Most people are out there operating from well within the safety of their comfort zone, letting themselves be run by the drives of fears and self-preservation and spraying that out onto those around them. If you want to achieve the so-called impossible, it's even more important for you to become friends with failure and deflecting outside opinions. Because if you're trying to do something really big, you will come up against more losses and misfires than most. But it's all a part of it. Shit, we wouldn't have light bulbs if Edison wasn't just dumb enough to try it 1,000 times. That man had mental toughness. When he was asked about it, he said it was an invention with 1,000 steps. There's something extremely interesting and exhilarating about doing what so many people suggested you couldn't do. I say it time and time again. I'm not funny. I've been told it time and time again. Kevin, you're not funny. You gonna do comedy? You gonna be a comedian? All right. I guess. I didn't give a fuck about what they said. All I gave a fuck about is what I felt and what I knew. I did me. And it's cool doing you and doing what no one expected you to do. Breaking new ground, finding new success, making fucking history. If it were easy, everybody would do it. If being a game changer was easy, then everybody would be one. They're not for a reason. It's for a reason. Some people are just afraid. Some people just don't feel like it's possible. What I'm telling you is to simply believe in you, because nobody knows you better than you. We're reinforcing. You got the tools, you got the knowledge, which means you can do. Let's just get this shit done. Get it done. Let's keep it going. Number 7, being wrong to everyone else, but right to yourself. Beyond sticking to your vision, regardless of what other people say, there will also be times in life where a lot of people will be against you and telling you you're wrong. Sometimes you will be. You got to be open enough to listen and own up to the mistakes. Other times, everything in your heart will push back against it. Your convictions will be different than what the world is telling you that you should do, feel, or think. These are the times where you might have to disagree with a lot of people, even if you don't seem to have anybody on your side at first. Especially in today's world, people seem to want to find ways to persecute others and put them on the side of being wrong or bad in any kind of way. It's a hobby for some people. If you start surrendering to this game and start bending yourself to fit an impossibly twisted mold created by an irrationally sensitive and overprotective culture, you will lose your sense of self and ability to follow your heart and gut instincts. If you use your voice and don't collapse under pressure, well, you'll find that a lot of people will very quickly come around to see things from your point of view. So there you go. I passed on the knowledge and trained you for the real world. You may want to refer back to this often and share your own experiences and ideas with me on social media. Or if you're not on social media, just yell them at me from a passing car. But we aren't done. No, we're not done yet. Before you leave, there's a big important question still hanging in the air. Why? Well, without an answer to that question, you won't reach the most exciting stage of this entire program. Part 6, victory. What are we fighting for? That's a real good question, isn't it? What are we fighting for? Well, a great trick of winning battles is that in order to fight them, you got to believe in the cause. You have to believe that what you're fighting for is so important that it's worth putting your life on the line. And here's the funny thing. Whether you know it or not, it already is. Some of the greatest armies in history prevailed even when they were outnumbered 20-1 up against all odds. How did they do it? Well, it wasn't just because they trained harder. It was because they believed so deeply in their own strength and that they were fighting for a greater purpose. Without that, they would have let fear get the best of them. They would have frozen into moments of doubt and hesitation. This is the fatal flaw of the purposeless. See, but here's the great thing about strengthening your mindset. There's no logical trickery or hoops to jump through. What you're fighting for is not an abstract idea, like stopping the dangers of communism. You're fighting for your own life. The only enemies you're killing are the thoughts and behaviors that don't serve you. Let's talk about the end game. Despite everything that I've said here to motivate you, it's not actually success. It's not money. It's not fame. Those things are nice signposts letting you know that you're headed in the right direction. They're side effects of your disciplined engagement and mental strength. They're a happy accident, as my man Bob Ross used to say. But that's not why you're doing it. It's not about the external at all. You stay engaged in the lifelong practice of mental strength because of the respect and admiration you have for yourself, your effort, your hustle, your life. The ultimate goal and purpose of all this is to live your life for you. Ultimately, what you are doing all this for is to live a life that's meaningful, that has a purpose. And who decides whether it's meaningful or has a purpose? You do. And that is the ultimate decision. Look, I hate to remind you, but you and I are not going to be here forever. And when you reach the end of your life, there's only one person you're guaranteed to be left sitting with. And that's you. How are you going to feel about you in that moment of truth, right before your lights blink out and you see everything clearly? Did you make the right decisions? Live for the right things? Set the right priorities? Or did you squander this precious gift, questing in the wrong directions? That is the prison I want you to break out of. The invisible one we live in every day, with bars made from the concern of other people's judgment and opinions. If you live with loyalty to your best, to being your best and doing your best, you unlock something that nobody can put a price on. And that's the power of being able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm proud of me. I'm proud of who I am, what I stand for, and how I'm living. And guess what? I have no regrets. You might say this all sounds a bit selfish, but the truth is, when you focus on building yourself up to be the best you can be and are centered in your own life, your positivity and love spill out onto everyone around you. It inspires other people. It lifts them up by giving them a sense of what's possible for themselves. You lead by example. You feel this beautiful sense of duty to give back and help others. And in the end, your commitment to your mindset will serve the world in ways you can't even imagine yet. That's the whole reason I'm talking to you right now. I want to share with you the things that I've been lucky enough to learn to help make the decisions that make my life better every single day. So now, because of that, you might be able to go and do the same for yourself. And then guess what? Then we can help change the world together. So I hope you're taking something away. And thank you so much for listening. But now comes the hard part. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? appendix troubleshooting. Part one, general troubleshooting. Listen, I know I'm a great author, dropping nuggets all over the place, like a dog with diarrhea, but diarrhea made of gold. Gold dog shit nuggets is what I'm dropping. That's what I've been dropping here for hours, in your ear. Golden dog shit in your ear. That should be the title of this audiobook. Hey, Audible people, is it too late for me to change the title to Golden Dog Shit Dropping Off in Your Ear? Anyway, you get my point. It's a lot of nuggets. And it's not easy to just use them all in your life right away. You're going to make mistakes, like I said earlier. So this is a special section to help you through some of the problems you may run into along the way. We're going to start with some big fixes, people. Some general ideas. Then we're going to get into specific situations. Are you ready? Well, I know you are. Let's troubleshoot. Let's shoot your troubles. Which, by the way, is really not a good way to solve a problem. They need to change that word. You know what? We should call it trouble friending. New word alert. New word alert. Trouble friending. Make friends with your problems. God, boy, when I tell you I'm good at making up new words. Webster gonna have to pay me. I dropped them off with at least 10 new words since we've been doing this audiobook. 10 new dope words. Trouble friending. That's what we're doing today. That's what we're going to do. I'm gonna change the name of the section to trouble friending. It's final. Don't argue with me about it. Don't nobody give me no lip. It's what it's called. Gold dog shit trouble friending in your ear. Ooh, let's go, people. Number one, using a force field. Whether you're about to walk into a job interview, a date, or out on stage, you need to deploy your force field. This is going to keep you rock steady, unshakably positive, and unmessable with. All right, now listen to me. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes and just focus on your breath. Keep it nice and deep and slow. I want you to feel your feet on the ground. Stand tall. Stand as tall as you can, and I want you to put your shoulders back. There you go. That's it. Now, as you breathe, imagine yourself in the middle of a glowing bubble. I like gold. I mean, I love gold. But you pick whatever makes you feel strong. See, this is your force field. Let it get a little bigger each time you inhale, like you're filling it up with air. Now, here's what I want you to understand. Your force field is a shield. And inside that shield, you are completely protected. Nothing, and I do mean nothing, nothing phases you. No words, no negativity, or doubt can pass through it. It is filled with the highest level of confidence and positivity. You are filled with confidence and positivity. So anyone who gets close enough to be inside of this field will feel the warmth of this energy of confidence and positivity radiating off you like the most badass star there ever was. You built this force field. You stand in this force field. You're protected by what you built. It came from you. So whatever is about to happen is for the best. So be your best. Show them what you got. And if you make a mistake, it's just because you needed to learn a valuable lesson so you can be even better and more badass next time. Remember, learning only strengthens your force field. Have fun with it. Now go ahead and smile. Yeah. Show all your teeth. That's a big smile. Woo! I love it. You're a motherfucking champion. That's right. I said motherfucking champion. I got your back. I believe in you. And I don't say it just to say it. I say it because I mean it. Go on and get out of here. Go on. Get. Before you make me cry. Number two. Failure. Hey, look, it's okay, all right? We knew this was going to happen. Not everything works out all the time. But remember, what you're experiencing right now is not a failure. This is only a temporary defeat. This not working out means nothing about you. You are just fine. You are a bona fide badass. Shit, you're a graduate of the Kevin Hart Mental Fitness Boot Camp. They don't let just anyone into that place. Do you know how hard it is to get into the Kevin Hart Mental Fitness Boot Camp? You not only went, but you finished. You finished it. I understand if you need to take a moment. When something I'm really invested in doesn't go my way, hey, look, it hits me hard too. It does. So it's okay to let yourself feel it. Go on, feel it. But then after that, you got to let it go because it's only temporary. Remember that there are a million other factors that go into something panning out just right. You can't control that. What can you control? Huh? I'm asking you a question. What can you control? That's right. The decision to stay in the ring. The decision to dust yourself off and try again. That decision is yours and yours alone. So you might be tempted to keep telling yourself negative stories around what this setback means, especially what it means about you. But don't. Don't do that. Learn what you can from what didn't work and keep moving forward. You know this. You went through the mental boot camp. So this is stuff that you already know. I'm just reminding you. You might be tempted to surrender your positive mindset. Don't. I promise you everything is going to be okay. So long as you make the decision to stay positive, your positivity is what creates options. It's what creates second or 30th chances. So cowboy up. Put your goddamn boots on and tuck them. Tuck your jeans in them and adjust your buckle and tip your hat. You keep that determination alive. The greatest is still to come, and I want to see you taste it. When this clip ends, you're going to stop hearing my voice and start hearing another one. And that's the one. That's the one you walk around listening to all day, every day. And if that voice ain't saying positive shit like this to you, you need to tell it to shut the fuck up and bring mine back in your head. Oh yeah, baby. I'm here now whether you like it or not. There's no getting rid of me. Use me. I want you to win. Just keep going. You have to keep going. Number three. Anger. So you mad, huh? All right, go on, take a second. Breathe, go ahead. Breathe, calm yourself down. Now, I want to make it very clear that I don't care who said what or what happened. I don't care. All I want you to do right now is calm the fuck down. Just calm down so we can both look at this with a clear head. Okay? We're at least on the same page with that. Now, here's a fact. If you're so mad that you took the time to come and listen to this, then it's 100% likely that you're caught up in some of your own bullshit. And that's okay. That is fine. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm going to help you through, okay? But if you're going to let this go or have a productive conversation with someone about it, then you need to recognize that this isn't about anything out there. This is about you. There's something about the way that you're perceiving and interpreting what happened that's causing the problem. So, let's take a moment and ask yourself, what's this really about? Why are you losing your cool? What is the story you're telling yourself about what happened that makes you so mad? What's the soft spot that got hit? Remember, anger is usually a secondary feeling to pain. Usually it's because your ego or something you care about felt threatened. Let's get past the superficial details of what he said, she said, the world did this to me. What's really going on? Are you worried about how you look? Are you worried about getting respect? Are you worried about not feeling like you matter? Are you afraid of losing love? Dig deeper to reveal the message you interpreted that pressed your buttons and set you off. After you do that, then I want you to take ownership of that button because it's yours. Keep notes because it's likely something or someone is going to press it again in the future. And when that happens, you can recognize all of this a lot quicker and maybe save yourself from acting like a goddamn fool. And when you have it, you can start to use all this information to clear the air with whoever else was involved. Number four, pre-workout. Hell yeah. It's training day. Let me see those biceps. Oh, come on, stop being shy. Flex them for me one time. Woo! Damn, we look good. Now listen, you're about to test your mental strength like few other things can. You're about to get the opportunity to stretch past what you think is possible for yourself. Physical fitness begins with mental fitness. You know this. You've already made the decision to come here and get after it. So give yourself some love. Now you're about to have 100 other decisions come your way. Every time you do a rep, every time you take a stride, I want you to decide to be there for it. Don't let yourself get caught up in mental bullshit and lose your power. Stay engaged. Every time you rest for a second, what are you going to do? Are you going to stare out of the window? Are you going to fuck around on your phone? No, you're not. You're going to stay with it. You're going to stay focused. Don't waste your time. Every time it gets tough and you hear the voice inside that says, okay, I quit. That's enough. I'm tired. I'm just not strong enough. I want you to make a new decision to override it. Get angry and say, fuck that. Push that beautiful body just a little bit more. Just to prove to yourself that that voice is wrong. That you are capable of more. And you get to decide when to quit. This mental strength is the invisible muscle that you're really working out. And it might be the most important one of all. It's what decides your fate in life. You aren't about to break a sweat and bust your ass just to look good. This is for everything else in your life. You're building the strength to push back against the inner bullshit and the urge to quit when you still have plenty of gas left in the tank. I want you to conquer and walk away with your chest high and your shoulders back. All right, it's your time. Let's put that mental toughness to the test. Go out there and show me what you got. Number five, self-doubt. So, you don't think that you can do it. Is that it? You just gonna sit there and tell me that you don't have what it takes to achieve your dreams and become successful? That other people just got lucky and they got some type of secret sauce that you never got to taste? God damn it. You really know how to set me off. You know how to become the lava in my volcano. That means you know how to make me hot. Because right now I'm getting hot. So you listen to me and you listen good. Let me tell you something that slipped your mind. This sad story that we tell ourselves about not being enough or not deserving what we truly want, it's not real. Do you understand me? It is not real. It only seems real. Because you repeat it in your head and it's making you feel bad. And you know why I say we? Well, it's because I've battled the same virus in my own head. And why do you think I'm getting all fired up talking to you right now? It's because I have suffered enough at the mercy of my own internal bullshit and the negativity of this world. And I have seen the glory that lies on the other side of the decision to not listen to it. Understand this, people. Everybody slips from time to time. It has taken me decades of practice to keep making this decision and hell, a lot of painful moments. By painful, I mean fucked up moments. Okay? Everything I just gave you in this boot camp, you can't expect it to instantly become second nature. Just think about how long you've been alive for. That's how many years, days, and hours your brain has been training certain muscles and beliefs. Now, the problem is that you've been working on some pretty shitty, unhelpful ones this whole time. Building mental fitness is just like physical fitness. You don't walk out of day one of training 20 pounds lighter with a six-pack. It takes repetitions, blood, sweat, and tears to build muscle. Don't get discouraged. It's completely normal to doubt yourself and feel overwhelmed. Shit, sometimes negativity gets the best of you. It's all a part of the path. But if you keep going, I promise you that one day you'll be able to look back on all this pain and frustration in this actual moment and say, damn, look at me now. Look at me now. See, I'm so grateful for all those hard times of doubt. I'm even more grateful for the lessons that they brought to me. I wouldn't be where I am today without walking through that fire. And I'm so proud of myself for making a decision to never give up. Remember, the default map of the world you've drawn for yourself is massively incomplete. I'm telling you, there's so much more out there that's possible for you than you could ever dream of. But to get there, you have to keep pushing past the known horizons that you've explored up till now. This is your comfort zone. And every time you bump up against the edge, that little voice is going to pipe back up and try to keep you down, telling you all kinds of bullshit like it's not a good idea, or you can't, or you'll look stupid, or you'll fuck it up. It doesn't like discomfort, but you do. You can start feeding on this negative bullshit like Pac-Man. Is that the noise Pac-Man makes? Or is it like, wah, 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 wah? Ah, shit. I haven't played the game in so long. My Pac-Man reference may not have been good. But I think it's like, I think so. Either way, you get the point. And once in a while, the world might feel gray and dull. Sometimes you feel down, doubtful, and depressed. I get it. It's just life. And guess what, people? That's okay. You can't have joy without some sadness or highs without the lows. It's all a part of a cycle. But the decision to not get stuck and dwell in those lows is forever yours. Keep flexing this mental muscle. Say it with me now. I can. I am enough. I am powerful. I am determined. I will succeed. I write the script and decide my fate. I can't see all the answers right now, but I believe I will find a way. If I keep the spark of positivity alive and love in my heart, I will prevail in time. It's inevitable. You know why? Because Kevin Hart has my back. Now, what do you need to do to take the first step toward feeling your true, full, awesome, best and badass self again? Hit the gym. Call your mom. Make a smoothie. Clean your house. Get some work done. Deploy your force field. Whatever it is, you know it in your heart. And when you got it, I need you to breathe, put your shoulders back, and when this recording stops, go do it. I'm not playing. Do it right fucking now. Bust through these shackles of negativity and take action on the one thing that feeds you, builds you, and moves you closer towards your healthiest and happiest, strongest self. This is the decision. Here's your chance to make it. Now, you still can't think of anything? Then drop and give me push-ups to failure and think about what to do next. Just make one decision and start building momentum. Keep finding ways to prove that internal negativity wrong. This is what turns self-doubt into self-confidence. You got that? Good. Now, I hope you're ready. Because this track is almost over. In 3, 2, 1. Go! I was trying to see if my Pac-Man got better. It didn't really get any better. I'm going to go play the game again and get the sound down. So on my next book, it'll be better. Ha! Look at that. Already driven to do more and be more. Shit. It's really bothering me that I can't get that sound down. We'll get it. Number 6, reclaiming your positive mindset. There's no shortage of empty noise and negativity in this world and in your head to throw you off your game. It's easy to lose sight of what really matters, especially when you're looking at screens all day, showing you all the most terrifying news and highlights from around the world, or telling you how you should live, while you're comparing your life up and down to everyone else's on social media. It's no wonder you slip into a negative mindset sometimes. But right now, it's time to fight back. That's right, people. It's time to knuckle up and fight back and reclaim your positivity. Right now, I need you to throw all that bullshit away. No matter where you are, what you're doing, I need you to be right here. That's right. I need you to be right here, right now, with me. Listen to my voice. I need you to forget all that noise. Forget all the negativity floating around online. All the problems that you think you have. All the things that went wrong last night. And get with what really matters. That's you. Your health, your goals, your future, and your decisions, and no one else's. First, I need to give you props for coming here and acknowledging that you want to change your attitude. Awareness is where it all starts. This tells me you're guaranteed to succeed because you don't want to tolerate negativity inside yourself. You know that when you start looking at the world through shit-colored lenses, you can't do anything productive. You stop seeing the point of making the effort. You stop appreciating who and what you have in your life. And that's where we're going to begin, with gratitude. We need to reconnect to a sense of gratitude. See, gratitude is the kryptonite of negativity. This is the secret to jumpstarting a positive mindset. Negativity simply can't exist where there's gratitude. And when you start looking around at everything you have to be thankful for, the clouds will part and you can see things with a clear head and healthy perspective. You'll stop judging and hating on yourself and other people so much. You'll feel more at peace, bringing back your what-isness. You'll immediately feel a greater sense of possibility for what you can achieve and appreciating every opportunity to succeed or fail. So think about it. What are you grateful for? What have you forgotten about that's supporting your life and making things better? Let me help get the ball rolling. Do you have shoes on your feet and somewhere to sleep at night? Do you have access to water that miraculously flows out of the taps at the twist of a knot? Is there someone out there in your family or friends that believe in you and that loves you even more than I do at the moment? Do you have a goddamn magic handheld box that can access all information and media and a human history at the tap of a finger? Don't you lie to me. I know you need an internet connection and credit card to even be listening to this right now. The point is, you've got an endless supply of things to be grateful for. But the constant blaring negativity of this world hypnotizes you into complaining and thinking something's wrong with your situation. Don't carry on listening until you can really feel that gratitude start to well up inside. Keep listing things until they make you smile or until it feels like a 100-pound weight just slid off your back. When you get there, savor that moment. This is the power of positivity. Let this be a concrete reminder of how you can make the decision to change your mindset anytime you want, all by yourself. The next step in strengthening your positive mindset is optimism. Let's practice focusing on what could go right rather than what could go wrong. See, we tend to always be looking out for the problems and hard feelings that could come up when taking any course of action. That way, we can avoid feeling bad. Then what we do is we focus on all that bad shit and repeat those movies in our head. And guess what happens? Nothing great. That's because you weren't setting yourself up to be great. Check your attitude towards everything in your life. Run your antivirus scan and see where a negative, bullshit mindset might be getting in the way by limiting your options or having you worry about some terrible outcome that probably won't even ever happen in the first place. Maybe it's negativity toward working out, or your relationship, or your current job, or the one you're trying to create. Look out for the words never and always. Do you think you'll never change your diet or start getting up early and you'll always be this way? Do you think you'll never meet somebody amazing? Do you think you'll never make your business work or become a successful artist?